Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. Man, I want to get into that, but today I want to pick up where where we left off yesterday and talk to you about the promises of God being yes in Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, it says this: For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, was not yes and no, but in him it was yes. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Now let me read that again, just so you can get these words. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us. And then he says, in between that, by me, Silvanus, and Timothy, he was not yes and no, but in him it was yes. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Now, most of us have heard this passage of Scripture, but we have not been taught or had a revelation from the Holy Spirit concerning the differences of the old and the new covenant. And without a deep revelation of that, we really don't fully grasp what this is trying to tell us here. I talked about yesterday how the Bible said that the steps of a good man are ordered. If you look up that word ordered, it says set up. In other words, God organizes them. He doesn't just direct them by telling a person where they need to go and what they need to do. He is the one in control of their life, is what it means. But the problem is that there are none good. We talked about that. You see, here's what I want to get to today. I want you to focus on this. And you're really going to have to study Romans and Galatians, especially if you don't have a revelation of this already in your spirit. And I know very few that do. We have a little bit here and there. But the church as a whole really does not even teach or understand the difference of the two covenants. If you are walking or trying to follow God and live for God, and you have an old covenant mindset, which the vast majority of Christians do, then you are subject to the blessings and the curse of the old covenant. And when you begin to understand this, it'll shock you. It's actually terrifying. But it makes everything make sense. All of a sudden, you start understanding why things happen the way they do. Let me quote another scripture, Galatians chapter 3, verse number 10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. As many as are of the works of the law. What that means is, as many as have an old covenant mindset, they are works of the law mindset. You'll understand that in just a second as I explain it. But listen to the rest of this verse. It says, As many as are the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, Cursed is everyone, every single person, cursed is every person who does not continue in all things that are written down in the book of the law to do them. Now, you've got to grasp this. What this means is every human being who does not perfectly obey God and perfectly do everything God says to do is under a curse. It's very clear. You're not cursed just if you do 10 bad things or 20 bad things compared to 100 good things. You're cursed if you do one single thing that is not perfectly in line with God's commandments. That means if you ever hate anybody, you're cursed, because Jesus said, If you hate somebody in your spirit, if you hate somebody in your heart, he said you're a murderer. So we know that every person, every human being on earth is under a curse of the law. Here's what it means. Yes, there are blessings when you try to obey God. You pay your tithe, you go to church, you do what you're supposed to do. There are blessings involved in that. And you will be blessed if you do those things. But the problem is when you do those things with an old covenant mindset, and they are not the life of Jesus Christ manifesting. That's a whole nother thing, but If they're not the life of Jesus manifesting through faith in the finished work of the cross, then you are living under an old covenant mindset, and you may be blessed in some areas, but you are under the curse because it's impossible that you are being perfect. It's impossible that you are not failing in any area because you will always come short of the glory of God. Now let's get back to the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Why does it say that? For example, when the Old Covenant says the steps of a good man, as we talked about yesterday, there's only one good man. So truthfully, not a single person under the Old Covenant qualified to have their steps ordered or set up by God. Not a single one of them did, because not a single one of them was good. That's what Jesus was trying to show us, even when they ask, "Good master," he said, "Why do you call me good? Don't you know there's only one good, my Father?" It's the life of the Father is the only life that is good life. Of course, Jesus is good, but it's because he is a vessel for the life of the Father. He said, "When you see me, you see the Father. I and my Father, we are one." So there's only one good life that qualifies for the blessing of God, and that is the life of the Father himself, which he gave the name Jesus Christ. When Jesus came, he is the life of the Father. So let me read that verse again. I want you to think about that, because the promises of God are only in Jesus Christ. They're only yes in Jesus Christ. They're not yes and no. In the Old Covenant, they're always yes and no, because it's dependent upon your behavior. And every single person is under the curse. And so you may be blessed in this area, but have cancer, disease, or your family gets, you know, hurt, or all different kinds of things happen under the curse of the law when we have the Old Covenant mindset. The Old Covenant mindset is very simple. The Old Covenant teaches, he who does this will live. In other words, if you think, if I obey God and do what God tells me to do, I'll be blessed. That sounds correct, but that is an Old Covenant mindset. It has nothing to do with faith in what Jesus Christ accomplished at the cross. I know this is extremely deep, and this is just a devotional, so I would need at least an hour to really get into details. So let me just try to focus on that last thing for just a minute. What did Jesus do at the cross? Jesus took all of us. He became sin, and he took us to the cross, and he put the old man to death. He killed Adam. He crucified him. The idea that he came because he loves and wants to embrace Adam is not correct. He loves who we were created to be. He loves us. He loves our destiny, our purpose. He loves who we really are. We became something temporarily that we're not, and we're not supposed to be. He came and he became what we were. He became a serpent. He became the seed of Satan, the seed of darkness. That's why Moses held up a serpent on the staff, and everyone who looked at it was healed. In the same way, Jesus had to be lifted up. He had to become sin. He had to become that old man, and he had to die. He had to be killed and crucified. So on that cross, we were crucified with him. The man the law was given to was put to death. That's powerful, man. That would take a whole sermon. The man that the law was given to was put to death. The old covenant is for Adam. It's for the first Adam. It is to show him that he is not righteous and that he cannot produce righteousness. So when that man was put to death, the law that was put in place for him was also put to death, but only in Christ Jesus. The law is still out there to show those who are walking in the old man, those who are still trying to be good in their self, still trying to obey God and do what God says to do so they'll be blessed. That law is out there to show them they can never do it perfectly and they'll always end up under the curse, so that they'll learn to believe in what he actually accomplished. And they'll have ears to hear the Holy Spirit teach them what the new covenant is. The new covenant is spiritual. I wish it could just, I've tried to preach it so many times and explain it, and I can preach it to 100 people and none of them get it. I've preached it to some people for over 10, 15 years, and they still don't understand it, because it's a spiritual thing. It's spiritually discerned. I can write it down. I can write the principles of it down. I can talk about it, but you'll never get it until the Holy Spirit helps you to see it. The new covenant does not work by man's obedience. How can man be obedient if we died? How can we sin if we died? How can we be obedient if we died? Neither one. The new covenant works by faith in Jesus Christ. It works by faith in what he accomplished at that cross. Thank you, Lord, that we died with you there. It works by faith in his life. Thank you, Lord, that you became sin and I have been created in Christ Jesus. The life I now have in me is this life of Jesus Christ. The righteousness that comes through the new covenant does not come by trying to obey God. It comes by confessing what he accomplished and getting our eyes on the serpent on the staff and confessing what he did on our behalf until we see that manifesting, his righteousness manifesting in us. It's by faith. The entire new covenant works by faith. None of it works by effort. None of it works by trying to produce what God wants you to do. As a matter of fact, in every area of your life that you're still trying to do what God wants you to do in the natural, you're still trying to be obedient and you memorize the scriptures of the old covenant. You're trying to claim the promises that were for Adam when you're not understanding how to access those promises through Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the only life that qualifies for every promise of God. In him, they are yes. In him, they are amen. Not yes and no, like they were in the old covenant. Not mixture, like it was in the old. But in Jesus Christ, every promise belongs to us. The promise of righteousness belongs to us in Jesus. As we confess, as we believe, thank you, Lord, you crucified me. When I see sin, I say, thank you, Lord, you have put this to death. That's why the Bible said, all who belong to Jesus Christ have, it's already taken place. They have crucified the flesh with all of its lusts and all of its affections. When did they do that? They did that on the cross with Jesus Christ. We've been taught that we have to crucify the flesh. That is a total that's a total old covenant mindset. It's a matter of fact, it's a statement of unbelief. To tell you need to crucify your flesh is to proclaim that Jesus didn't. What we couldn't do and that we were weak, he did by sending his son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and he condemned sin in the flesh. And that whole chapter, that's in Romans chapter 8, talks about we need to begin to walk after the Spirit. Yes, the deeds of the body must be put to death, but not by trying to obey God and do what God wants you to do. No, the deeds of the body must be put to death by walking after the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, who will show you what took place on that cross so that you can confess what he did. You can believe what he did. And if you'll bring every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ and what he accomplished on your behalf, and you'll believe that he crucified you, you'll believe the life that you now have is the life of Jesus himself. When you believe and you confess, then you begin to see what he finished for you start to manifest on the outside. It's the most glorious thing in all of creation. You know, the old covenant was put in place about 1500 years ago. That's a long time, you know, or 14, actually, I'm sorry, a lot longer than that. I meant to say about 1500 years before Jesus Christ came. It was like 1400 BC when the old covenant was put in place. So there were almost 1500 years of time that the old covenant was in place. Man, it's been over 2000 now that the new covenant's in place. It's much more important that we get the new covenant than the old. The old was put in place to arouse sinful passion, to show them their need for the life of Jesus Christ, so that men would turn away from themselves completely, give up their life that they were born with, the life from their parents and their grandparents and all the way back to Adam, and that they would turn to this life of God called Jesus Christ 100% and completely, because it's the only way. It's the only way to be holy. It's the only righteousness. It's the only purity. It's the only life that qualifies for the promises. So anything that you're trying to do in your name, you don't qualify. Anything you're trying to do because it's the right thing to do and you're supposed to do it, and if you do it, you'll be blessed, you're disqualifying yourself from the blessing, the full blessing of God. Because it's only in the life of Jesus Christ. It's only in knowing that you died. It's only in understanding what he accomplished and confessing that. So, man, I know that was deep. Lord have mercy. These are only a few minutes. Just meditate on this, all the promises of God, in Jesus Christ. I have this life inside of me. He is the new man in me. The life I now have is not me. It's the life of Jesus. I'm a part of Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible said we are his flesh and bones. It doesn't mean you walk around telling everybody, hey, I'm Jesus, do what I say. It doesn't work like that. You're a member of the body, but you're just as much Jesus as he's Jesus in your spirit. You got to understand that. The life of God is now in your spirit if you're born again. If not, you need to get born again. If you're not born again, the promises of God to you are not yes. They're yes and no, yes and no, yes and no, depending on your level of obedience and you know, following the rules and the laws. But this is why the Bible teaches us that all who are in Christ are not under the law. What does in Christ mean? It doesn't mean everybody who's a Christian. It means those walking in the life of God called Jesus Christ. Those who are believing and confessing and seeing this life manifesting, they're not under the law. They don't even need a law. There's no law against the life of Jesus Christ because it doesn't hurt anybody. It doesn't do anything wrong to people. It loves God, it loves people, and it fulfills everything. So God bless you in Jesus' name. I pray the Lord helps you to really begin to grasp the difference of these two covenants, because I have not met a Christian in this world yet who really fully grasps this all the time. And I'm, by the grace of God, I'm not saying I'm the only one. I just, in my small little world, I haven't met those who really fully understand it. And every day I'm having to really listen to God and study and meditate on his word to be able to understand and stay in a new covenant mindset. It's difficult to do in the environment we live in because everybody's in an old covenant mindset. Everybody's still walking in the life of Adam, whether they're religious or they're not religious, and they're still thinking this person's going to go to hell and that one's going to go to heaven based on their behavior. They don't understand the cross. They don't understand the difference between the life of the first Adam and the life of the last. They don't understand the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. I went to Bible college. They never taught that. You can't teach something that's spiritual. You possibly could, but God hadn't allowed it. It's been 2,000 years, and there's no Bible college I know of that teaches the real difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. They don't even understand it. Preachers have been preaching for 50 years that don't understand it. This is a spiritual thing. It's not a practical thing. So we need the Holy Spirit to open up our eyes and open up our ears to reveal to us the difference of these two covenants so that we can begin to walk in the power of the new covenant. It has much more glory than the old. The old does have glory, still has glory. If you'll obey God, if you'll go to church, if you'll pay your tithe, if you do all you're supposed to do in order to be blessed, there will be a blessing with that. And then you'll wonder why in the world is all this curse come with it? Because the promises of God in the old are yes and no. It's like, the reality of it is, cursed is everyone who doesn't continue in every single thing written down in the book of the law. So anything that you do that's not based on faith in what he accomplished is law. Anything you do that he who does these things will live, it's law. And it's very difficult to transition out of the old covenant into the new because our whole lives have been trained under the old. The old man thinks a certain way, and he has to be transformed by the renewing of his mind. He has to begin to believe rather than perform. He has to begin to understand Jesus Christ in this life rather than trying to present his life to God. It's a whole different world, and that's why we must be transformed by the renewing of our mind. But anyway, for time's sake, God bless you in Jesus' name. I pray that you get this in your spirit, that God begins to help you understand the new covenant through the Holy Spirit so that you can access all the promises of God through Jesus Christ and his name and his life. God bless you. Talk to you soon.